Hey Dirtbags, it's time. The podcast that proves growing up is just a trap. It's 40s and Fucked, with Saffron and Neil Bentley. Welcome to episode 3. A rollercoaster ride of midlife crisis ups and downs. This is not scripted, it's just a raw, real and honest conversation between two people who need a good kick up the arse. Sorry, ass. Fucking speech generator.
Welcome to 40s and Fucked. If you're over 18, that's good. If you're under 18, there's going to be lots of swears. So we don't think you should be listening. Right, Saf?
I'm scared.
Why?
Because you're in such a bad mood.
I'm in such a bad mood. I bought two new podcast microphones for this podcast. And
they're shit.
Well, it's not that they're shit. They're meant to be better.
And they're not.
And they're cheaper than the ones that we normally use. Oh, I don't know. We don't need to be talking about this as soon as we
really don't, because we've been doing this for an hour now and I really am losing the will to live.
I'm sweaty. I've had to open the back door because
you're
it's hot.
Really not in the right frame of mind for recording this. I'm going to try and get you out of it.
Okay.
As we go on our journey.
It's been a funny old week, isn't it?
It's not been a good one for me because I've had a really nasty cold. It's not COVID. I did a test.
Yeah, we did a test. It was like a pregnancy test.
I did quite well, didn't I? Did you like the fact that I don't have a gag reflex?
I didn't watch you stick it in.
I was sat there trying to impress you and you didn't even watch me do it.
Where did it go? Up your nose?
No, down my throat. And I was like, ooh, look at me. I can right down the back there. And you weren't even looking at me and I thought it'd impress you.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm not good with things going down my throat.
So you didn't watch me?
No.
And I was trying to be sexy doing a COVID test and you weren't even watching.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, it was negative anyway.
Yeah, it's good that. Two lines and
tell
it's
you
positive,
what,
one line and it's negative.
OnlyFans, I would have got loads of money for that.
That's a really... Actually, do you know what? We should start this week by talking about that. So there was a program on... bear with me, my mum's phoning on FaceTime.
Of course she is.
We can't talk about this while she's on. Bear with me. Hi, Mum. I'm just in the middle of recording this. It's all right. You can talk.
Oh, that's all right. I'm off out.
You're off out. All right. Have a nice night. All right. Bye. Okay. There was this program on this week, right?
Make sure she's
No, she's definitely gone. There was a program on this week called Sex Actually with Alice Levine on Channel 4. And you had gone to bed because Tate wanted to go up. And I thought I might have a sneaky little look at the program because it was like, oh, sex. This will be quite fun. And it was an unreal program. It was about people that perform in front of the webcam on live sex sites.
Right.
So whether it's OnlyFans or there was another one like, I don't know, it was like Bite Crusher or something. It's not that.
It was like what?
Bite Crusher. It wasn't that. But
you know it quite well, don't you?
No. But it was a really good program. And I don't think Alice Levine was really prepared to sit and watch people have sex
in
front of
her. Don't bother me.
Yeah, some of the stuff they were doing.
Nah, I won't be bothered. Mm. I'm really, really not easily shocked.
And it was quite interesting that there was a couple of couples that I kind of looked at thinking, I don't think this is a long-term relationship. I don't think you're going to, like, I don't think anyone was married. I think they were all boyfriend,
girlfriend.
What were
they doing that was so shocking?
Things I'm not too comfortable. Well, one pair were doing some...
Oh, you're such a prude. Rimming? What?
They were doing some stuff for, like, tokens. Yeah. And, but I must say, they were earning some good dough.
Yeah?
Yeah, like...
Well, they do.
$800 a night.
You see, this is what I've been thinking about, because I was wondering whether I should sell photos of my shoes, my feet and...
Your shoes and your feet?
Yeah, like men and women. Not, you know, who knows? People that have... I've got quite nice feet.
Have you?
Yeah. Yes, I have got nice feet.
Okay.
You've just not seen another lady's feet in a long time.
I've seen lots of ladies' feet.
Yeah, but mine are quite good.
Do they not all look pretty much
the
same?
No, darling, some people's feet are mashed up. Mine are quite tidy.
Okay, you got tidy feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and
that,
I keep...
That could be your handle on OnlyFans.
tidy feet. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Kiss, kiss.
Do you think there's 122 before you?
You'd be surprised.
Okay,
right. Trust me, it's a thing, right?
Uh-huh.
So men or women that are into feet like to look at photos of feet, and they might ask you for your socks that you've worn all day or your shoes. And I'm like, well, I can
do that. They ask you for your socks that you've worn all day?
Yeah, and then you post them to them and they like it.
How much do they give you for worn socks?
People are getting like 200 quid a pair of socks.
No, they're not.
They really are. And it doesn't bother me. I'm not prudish. If someone wants to wank into my sock, I'm not bothered. I don't know.
Okay, where's your socks? No.
But would you mind if I did that? Because it wouldn't bother me.
I'm open to stuff
like that.
I would see it as a business opportunity, and the fact that you can turn a pair of Primark socks that cost about £1.
That's exactly what they do. They go to Primark and they get the cheapest socks they can. They wear them all day. I think gym socks go for the most.
Gym socks?
Yeah, the sweatier, the better.
The white ones?
Yeah, if you've been to the gym. Doesn't matter what socks you've had on, but you go, oh, I wore these.
How do they know you've been to
the
gym?
They don't, but it's a fantasy.
I was going to say it would be with you because you never go to the gym. So what would you cover them in?
Well, I'd just wear them for the school run. I'd go, oh, these are my school run socks.
Oh, jeez, that's weird.
It's not weird. I don't care where they end up. As long as I get my cash, I don't care what they do. They can't see my face. They don't know who I am. It's just my feet. I can objectify my feet, no problem, for cash. But I won't do anything more than that. Like, I won't want someone to be physically in the room with me, like touching them and that. I just want to send photos and stuff. Because I'm quite proud of my feet. I like them. If the rest of my body were as nice as my feet, I'd probably have an OnlyFans.
Okay, well, can we start with the turning socks into £200 on OnlyFans stuff?
Yeah, can I do it?
And then we can move on from there.
Sign up to Saffron's socks and feet account on OnlyFans right now. Disclaimer. The socks haven't been anywhere near the gym, more like the fridge. And they smell of fruit and nut. Dirty bitch.
So, shall we talk about weights now?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't moved again, so I'm about 18 stone 2. Maybe gone up a little bit or maybe down a little bit. No, definitely not down a bit. Just a slight bit. Maybe a little bit more.
Have you done anything to help you lose weight this week?
I went on a boat.
Right.
With all my work colleagues for the first time in 18 months.
Why would you lose weight doing that?
That was quite stressful.
Oh, okay. Well, that will have raised your cortisol hormone, which means that you would have kept your fat
excellent
for flight or fight. And so your body would have gone, oh, this person's in danger driving this boat, driving, sailing.
Yeah, driving's all right.
So your body has gone into that flight or fight mode and grabbed hold of all the fat.
Well, and it keeps it.
Yeah. If you get stressed.
That's the reason why it hasn't moved this week.
I've put a pound and a half on and it's because I've had a cold. So I've been feeding the cold.
Yeah.
Like the old wives' tale says.
Yes.
And I've been drinking a lot of whiskey.
Okay, not a lot, just a couple of glasses here and there.
But I'm forgiving myself.
Okay, why is that? This,
because I've had a cold and I felt shit. So I don't, look, this is a long road. I'm not going to stress out about it. And can I just point out that without any help from you, I have just been really heroic and killed a daddy long legs, which I cannot bear, that flew in. Mm-hmm. And you didn't get up off your arse and help me kill it. And I've just ninjaed all over the kitchen and killed it, which has definitely burned the calories from this glass of wine.
Oh, the glass of wine we shouldn't be drinking while we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
I noticed that over to my left.
Oh, there's another bottle.
So you went to Swimming World this morning.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk me through?
I was the only person that put on.
Oh, you're joking.
No, everyone else was amazing. Everyone else smashed it. Like 4.5 pounds. One woman.
4.5 pounds?
In 1 week. And one woman had lost 4 stones since April.
No way.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, get me in the piggy pen.
So you put on 1.5.
Yeah. But I'll get that off this week. Obviously not tonight.
No.
But, you know.
Do you want to pour me a glass or do you just want to pour your own?
No.
Oh, by the way, Saf's got a really, really amazing at pouring the exact measure of wine to the wine that she's poured herself. She can do it without even looking. And I know she's done it again. It's unreal. I might even do it. But I'll put a picture of this on Instagram just to show. In fact, I'll take it right now. So this was done literally blind.
You're not having any more than me, my love.
And that...
That's a true alcoholic.
Is
I can do it in my
absolutely
eye.
Perfect. So was Joan at Slimming World today?
She wasn't.
She wasn't.
I think she's fallen off her chocolate sandwich wagon.
There's problems with HGV drivers going around delivering petrol. Do you reckon the ones that deliver dairy milks?
She's having a crisis.
Yeah, there might be a crisis in bread and dairy milk.
No, I was gutted. She wasn't there. It was a real shame. But no, I was the only one that put on. But it's fine. It's cool. Look, I've had a cold. Next week, I can be exercising a bit more. I've just done a bit now, killing the old...
Yeah, the daddy long legs.
Daddy long legs. That took a lot of effort because I'm not a big fan of them, and you literally sat here moaning about your microphones while I was over there, you know, Bruce Lee-ing all over it. So thanks for your help, mate. Cheers.
No worries.
The only reason I was here this week is to hear about Joan. I'm gutted. I hope Joan's here next week, or I've had it with these dicks. By the way, thanks for subscribing. 40s and Fuck is now available on all great podcast channels, all for free. Hit subscribe now to get the latest in your box.
So I want to talk about something that I saw today on the way back from the Asda. I'm driving home and all the college kids are coming out of the local college.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of the girls, it's quite hot today, wasn't it? It was a surprise.
Yeah.
September hot day.
Yeah.
So a lot of the girls there are wearing these denim shorts. Okay. But they're more like pants. Like they're cut like Y fronts. That's how short they are. They look like a pair of pants.
Are they like Daisy Dukes or?
They're shorter. They look like these denim shorts look like a pair of pants.
Right.
And that's like what.
And denim pants is not a good idea.
Well, I don't think so. But no, you know,
that
I'm not going.
That must feel awful.
I'm not going to slag off like young girls and go, oh, they shouldn't be wearing, because it will make me sound really old that I'm slagging off of the next generation's fashion when I wore. Shit, what did we wear in the 90s? I mean, you've got some cracking photos. I mean, what were those tartan trousers all about?
Isn't it funny that you look back and you look to your mum and dad and you go, God, what were they wearing in the 70s and stuff? I'd never wear something like that.
We've got some quality ones. Have you? What were the shirts with the long...
Yeah, so I was... When I worked in and lived in Milton Keynes, weirdly, I used to go to the market to buy my clothes. Why are you laughing? Because it was cool. There were certain market stores... Why are you laughing?
Because I know what the shirt you bought from.
Well, it's
there.
Not just the shirts. There was a particular moment in time.
I don't think there was, darling. I think it was just you.
I don't think it was. No, of course it wasn't.
I don't know
it wasn't.
Anybody
it wasn't.
That wore these
it
shirts.
Wasn't. Well, you were up north.
You were.
No, I was in Milton Keynes.
Well, that's north-ish.
No, it's not. And there was a particular moment in time where checked trousers, so tartan trousers, and big collared shirts were in.
It might have been Vivian Westwood. It might have been
This wasn't.
Well, it was.
It was more like Vivian Eastwood off the market.
Like filtered down. That might be where, you know, it was going on the market.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
I can't remember anybody in my in my group of people ever wearing horrendous shirts that I've seen in photos of you.
This is good.
Like,
thanks. Keep it up.
Super.
This is nice.
Like spiky collars.
Yes, big spiky wide lapel shirts and... tartan trousers. I don't know what I wore for shoes. I wouldn't have worn like Stan Smiths or something, but they would have been...
No, darling, you used to wear... I know it because I've seen... You used to wear like black shoes.
Black shoes?
With like jeans and stuff.
That's all right. That's cool, right?
Really
that was
not.
Cool back then. I think it was cool back then.
Oh, man, it's like Freddie Starr. No. Oh, no. It's awful. But you had like a cute little bod. You were like...
I did, yeah.
And you had hair.
I did. I had hair.
Until...
What? Oh.
You damaged your hair. We go
in
there?
Not. I don't think we are going there, are we?
Do you want to? I think
I don't want to, but you seem to have taken it there.
I think everyone deserves to know why your hair looks like it does now, because actually, you've got as much hair now as you did when we first started dating.
Yes.
And I always thought when we first started dating, you were like 26, 27, and I thought, if I marry this dude, he's going bald. Do I love him enough?
And my dad was bald as well.
Yeah, so you were absolutely... I was like, he's absolutely going to be bald when he's 47.
I'm not 47 yet. Stop pointing at me like that.
Sorry, 46.
Yeah.
This guy's going to... Basically, when this guy's got kids with me, he's going to be bald. Can I live... Do I love him enough?
At what point did you think that?
This is what girls think about when they're dating and they're going to marry somebody. Like, what's he going to, you know, how is this going to turn out?
Okay.
I'd never met your dad, which was a real shame.
Yeah.
But I did see photos of your dad and what a little hottie.
Mm.
And yeah. he was bald, but he was like that Sean Connery sex. And I was like, okay, I can live with it. We're doing this. Mm-hmm. So I married you.
Right, okay. And unlucky, I didn't go bald, which was a tick, but unfortunately I didn't have his body. Yeah, so bad news. Yeah, I mean...
But I think if you hadn't done this incident that you did in Milton Keynes with the long shirts and the check trousers... Was this around the time you did it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. No, actually, I think it was probably slightly before the check trousers and wide lapel shirts.
Okay, well, let me paint. Oh, God, you did that after?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you were on the losing streak from
there. Yeah, I was all over the place.
Okay, so before the incident happened with your hair, you were rocking a bit of a Rick Astley.
Yeah,
Marco in the early days, you know, curtain thing.
Curtains, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thick.
Yeah, it was not bad, yeah.
Yeah.
I had hair.
What did you do to it, Neil?
Well.
Take the floor.
I'm a little concerned because the person could potentially be listening to this podcast, but we don't talk about her.
Makes it even funnier. Go on.
Does it? I think there was a particular time in my life I'd moved away from home that I thought, it was the time to look at my image, and one particular person I thought would fancy me if I had black hair.
Why? Because she had like a Nick Kamen. What?
Nick
sort
Kamen.
Of, yeah, was it, she like that? Sort
no,
of...
it was just in my head. It was just in my head that I thought
chicks dark hair.
Yeah, chicks would dig me more if I had dark hair. So there was one particular day that I thought, right, okay, so I think it was a Sunday. Yeah, well, it was definitely was a Sunday. Oh, yeah, now I've worked out the other half of it. It was definitely a Sunday. And I woke up and I thought, today's the day...
I go to church.
That I dye my hair black.
Okay, so paint a picture of how it looked before. It was...
It wasn't black.
Long curtains. It was like a...
Yeah, it was... it was quite thick. It was Jason Donovan-y.
Okay.
And I woke up and I thought, right, this is going to go black today.
Okay.
So I got
you didn't tell anybody.
No, I was on my own. And I thought, I'm going to drive to Safeway. So there's a big Safeway in Milton Keynes. And I drove there and I bought what I thought was temporary hair dye. And I bought a black temporary hair dye, got home. And it was still probably, I don't know, it might have been around about midday or something. And I thought, right, okay, I think we should do this right now. Went upstairs, put it all over my head, put the little
you used cap to get a cap.
On. Yeah, yeah, so you put the cap on. And I also put it over my eyebrows.
As you do.
Why don't you do that? Because why wouldn't we want your eyebrows the same colour as your hair to fool everybody?
Had you actually had a girlfriend at this point?
Yeah, I did, yeah. We don't need to talk about that. But yes, I had.
Surely you'd learnt something. Your family are hairdressers.
We can get onto that in a second, yeah. I mean...
What happened?
Well, I thought it was all going swimmingly well and that I went downstairs and watched the football. So I watched the whole entire match.
90 minutes.
90 minutes. Had a few cans of Carling. And I thought, right, at no point, by the way, had I looked in the mirror. So I thought to myself, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm now going to go up and wash it off. I'm going to look amazing. Maybe go out tonight. Right?
Yeah.
So I went upstairs. I can, it's like it was yesterday. I looked into the bathroom mirror and saw it all running down my face.
Off your eyebrows.
So off my eyebrows, off my forehead, all the way down over my forehead. And I thought, that's okay, because this temporary dye will just wash out.
Bit of Vaseline, no problem.
No problem at all. So then I washed.
Which you would have had loads of because you didn't have a girlfriend.
Right, okay. And so I washed my hair and... that wasn't working. So I washed my hair more and then parts of my hair started falling out.
Yep.
And then I looked in the mirror and I thought, my hair looks kind of shiny purple. It doesn't look black at all. It literally like just kind of gone over the black part to this kind of shiny purple thing that looks also almost metallic.
Black.
Yeah. Mm. And So I tried to get it off my face because it had run down my forehead. And
how did you do that exactly, Neil? Did you use some nice soft cotton wool and maybe, you know, that Vaseline that you've been using?
No, or? I mean, I didn't have any Vaseline, but I tried getting it off with all the normal methods.
Which is?
Well, just soap, water, hands, that sort of stuff. That didn't work. So I did have some wire wool. So I started scraping my face with the wire wool. Because I started getting a little bit hysterical. See,
knowing you now, as I do, when you go into panic mode, it's the funniest thing ever because you really lose your shit. Like, I'm really calm. Do you remember when you nearly set fire to the wooded area behind our house?
Yes.
And that was hilarious. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. So when you start panicking, it's really funny. So I can imagine.
It was awful.
The mad Brillo pad panic of taking your head and your hair off.
It wasn't a Brillo pad. It was steel wool.
Man.
So I went for it and then realised it wasn't getting it off and all it was doing was scratching my forehead quite badly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, well, I'm at work the next day.
You weren't going out that night then, obviously.
I wasn't going out.
That had gone out the window at this point.
No, I definitely wasn't going out.
With most of your hair.
And I was really upset. So I phoned my family.
Mummy!
Yeah, I phoned my family and I said, look, I've done something wrong. And the next morning, well, I had to go home that night. So I drove like 120 miles to get home. And my family opened their salon up the next morning. And and my mum to this day has still got a picture of me sat in the chair with my auntie peroxidally stripping my hair with the peroxide going into my open wounds. And it was one of, I think, you know, when you look at something and you think, that's probably one of my lowest points in my life. That there, I couldn't get much lower. That was it. And
it ruined your hair.
Yeah, my hair never... Well, weirdly, my hair never grew back thicker again, but it also never went.
Which makes me think if you never did that for that girl, you'd probably still have quite thick hair.
Yeah.
Do you think you would?
Yeah.
Oh, the question I really want to ask though is, did you get the girl?
No.
Oh, shit.
Jeez, is this the saddest story ever to try and get a girl? I think so. I would have loved to be there to see him realize it was all going wrong. Especially to see those David Guest eyebrows.
How you been finding these meal plan things?
I love it. This one in particular is excellent.
So we've been trying some meal plan prep services. Actually, only one at the moment. Our idea is that we try all of them. And by the way, there's no ads in this podcast at all. Zero ads.
We ain't getting paid for shit.
No, but if we do have an ad, we'll say it's the best thing in the world and nothing will ever be as good as that ad. And we'll take all their money. Even if it's shit, we'll say it's amazing and you must
please,
have it.
So please, if you have something shit that you want promoting.
We'll sell it. But no, we're doing these meal prep things and we're doing it purely off our own back to try and see if the portion sizes, well, that's the first problem, isn't it? Actually, we'll talk about it in a second, but the portion sizes will help us out by losing weight, which obviously hasn't done this week. And the quality of the ingredients.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
But the portion control is not great.
Yeah, well, there's a reason why that portion control is not great, isn't there?
Because we're greedy. And when we were ordering,
yes,
we went, nah.
We can't have it for two, can we? We've got to have it for four because we don't know the size of their portions.
And we can eat it for lunch the next day.
Yeah, which doesn't happen, does it?
No, because we eat it all.
Exactly. So we've started our meal prep services with Gusto.
Gusto or Gusto?
No, it's not Gusto, because if it was Gusto, it's gourmet and Sto.
What's Sto mean?
So it's
mean?
Gusto. Well, it's just a cool app thing, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, cool. I'll check on an advert later and
so
find out.
So we've got a lot of cards in front of us, recipe cards, that we've been going through over the past week. We're on to our second box of Gusto, and we'll probably stop it after this one, and then we'll try HelloFresh. We've got Mindful Chef. We've got all of them to talk about. But one of the things that I think has been incredible for us is the ability to not think about what we're having that evening, apart from, are we having this, this, or this because it's in the fridge?
Yeah, you also do something really irritating with that because you're a really good chef. You're a good cook.
Right.
And you'll go, what are we having tonight? And I'll go, oh.
Can I just say that every time you do this, it's like a management sandwich. You start off by saying, like, it's something nice, and then there's a massive pile of shit in the middle of the sandwich, and then you say something nice at the end.
I really am. Like, I should have gone into HR, shouldn't I?
Okay, so you said, you're a really good cook. Now what's the shit in the sandwich?
Because the way you offer me the food, you'll right. go, oh, what should we have for tea tonight? And I'll go, lasagna? No, I don't want that. Can you make like lamb kebabs? No, I don't want that either.
Right.
Spag bowl? No, I don't want that either. I'm like, why have you fucking asked me then? And then you suddenly out of your arsehole go, oh, we'll have spare ribs. And
well, let's talk about this evening then, because I said, did you want a lamb hot pot? Did you want the fish gratin? Or did you want burgers?
Having a hot pot in the middle of the week is perverted.
Not middle of the week, it's Friday.
Yeah, like if you have a hot pot on a Saturday and Sunday, that's fine.
Right.
You can't have a hot pot Monday to Friday.
I've really enjoyed making the different stuff. So we've had creamy roasted garlic chicken tortellini. We've had a burger. We've had chicken satay. Fragrant coconutty haddock curry, which you thought was good. And also...
Lowest calories.
Spicy sausage and tomato spaghetti.
Oh, this is so boring. This is like when people come back from the holidays and show you their photos.
Oh, man. Do you reckon that's the new thing?
No, it really isn't, because it's really horrible.
Oh, come round.
Nobody wants to see your fucking photo.
Come round, have a drink. Oh, and while you're there, let's talk about what we had all this week. I'd like to show you the recipe cards. Here's sticky ginger beef with sesame noodles. And this, oh, and by the way, this is how we cooked it. And it looks like, you know, comparable to the actual. You've been taking photos.
And like, you're so sad.
Yeah, but I have been. I've been impressed with the fact that we've not done any food waste for a couple of weeks.
No, that's true.
But so what we've done is we've got the food that we've wanted through the recipes that we've chosen. It's come to us. We've even eaten everything and not chucked anything away. And then we've ordered another box. And actually, weirdly, even though we're on some sort of deal at the moment with Gusto, is the fact that it's cost a lot cheaper than just kind of rocking up to a supermarket, where you walk into a supermarket and you go, oh, what should we have tonight? And literally just for one meal, you end up spending an average of 30 quid.
But it's put weight on us, or you haven't lost any, I've put weight on.
But do you not think that has anything to do with the fact that we've had a little bit of chocolate and a little bit of alcohol?
I'm blaming the second portion of this.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. So,
could we perhaps try?
Yes.
And there's one I'm looking at on Instagram that has really low calorie meal boxes.
Yeah.
Can we give that a go?
Yeah, sure.
And then I can have my wine.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get around this, am I? There's no diet. There is no diet that you can do that's wine-based. Or is there?
Just a wine diet?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
No?
Click the link in the description to get 60% off your first Gusto box delivered to your door. Then 30% off your next three. Yummy, yummy. Get in my huge fat tummy. God, I love food.
It's been an amazing week with the sales of our t-shirt. What are you laughing? What are you laughing for?
Because you went to see our accountant today and he was questioning you.
Yeah. What are these t-shirts you're selling? I was like, well, they're like, you know, they're all through a company called T-Mill.
I don't think I'm going to be getting looked at for like...
No. So
£2.50.
Yeah. So these t-shirts are through T-Mill. They're a great company, and we've put our 40s and fuck logo on a t-shirt. And we've said that all of the proceeds from one particular t-shirt will go to an autistic charity. And it's for an autistic charity close to our hearts that looks after Tate and other kids like him. And this week, do you want to do a drum roll? Do you want to...
I can't do, you know, like...
You can't do a drum roll.
Girls can't do that, and they can't do machine gun noises.
Girls can't do a drum roll or machine gun
noises.
Watch
this.
Go on. Okay, that's someone falling down the stairs.
That's a girl's drum roll.
Right.
And a girl's machine gun is...
Yeah. Right, okay.
So you as a boy,
yeah,
you're born... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Serious bit. Buy the t-shirt and help an autistic charity. I dare you. It's only £20. You've got loads of money. Go buy it now.
So do you want a surprise birthday party?
No.
Why?
Hate them. Hate them for other people. Hate them for me.
Because I've been talking to some friends about surprise birthday parties. You know, a couple of people's
I don't even like birthday parties, let alone surprise ones.
See, I've been joking to you throughout the years. I mean, I'm almost 47 and not once have you thrown me a birthday party.
You're expecting one when you're 50, aren't you?
No, I'm not expecting. Yeah, no, actually now I'm not really interested in birthday parties at all. No, I'm being serious. I don't want a birthday party now. In like kind of mid to late 40s, I can't think of anything worse.
Well, this is how I've felt since I was 22. So now you know how I feel.
Because I had a thing when I was a kid, I hated going to other people's parties.
Yeah, because you wanted it all about you.
No, it wasn't that. I just didn't want to eat their food, didn't want to be there.
Do you know what happened when I used to go to birthday parties?
No, what?
Well, when it was my birthday party, this is how spoiled I was.
Yeah.
I said, I want to win everything. And if I don't win everything, I'm going to cry and stomp my feet. And my mum went, that's ridiculous. And my grandma went, let her win. And so they did.
And that's what shaped you for the rest of your life.
My grandma let me win.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's why I'm screwed up now, in the best possible way.
Mm.
Do you want this surprise party? Because I am thinking about doing it for your 50th. I'm dreading it.
Absolutely, you're not.
You want it. No. Oh my God, you want it. I can see it.
At no point.
Oh, you could invite all my friends from my past careers and all of it, and all friends I haven't seen for years and years, and their mums and dads and cousins and brothers.
Oh, not their mums and dads, no.
Oh God, it's awful. And I was, do you know what? I was actually going to do it.
No, you weren't.
I really was. No, you weren't. I was going to put an ad in the Portsmouth Gazette or whatever it is.
The Evening News.
Evening News.
Yeah.
And say, did anybody know? Maybe you went to judo with him.
It sounds like I've just died. Did anyone know Neil Bentley? Well, unfortunately, he's dead.
Well, I know I won't be inviting Alicia Dixon.
Oh yeah, well we left this out of last week's podcast.
She doesn't know who you are.
So you're just bringing that up. See, we chose to take this out of last week's podcast
because you were embarrassed.
Well, I was embarrassed a little bit. Yeah.
Did you actually really have a monk on about it?
No, I didn't have a monk on about it.
I don't know. Your texts to me were a bit monkey. They were a bit, Alicia Dixon doesn't remember who I am, and I interviewed her three times.
Do you want to tell the story?
No,
I'm not telling the story. I've told too many stories in this podcast, which is all about me. I mean, self-deprecation's fine, but if you want to insult me, go for it.
Last week, Neil had Alicia Dixon in recording a podcast in his studios.
No, I didn't.
Well, all right. I was just trying to make it more simple.
She was at home. We were in the studio. She was recording the podcast.
Oh, so she couldn't see you?
No.
Because if she could see you, she would have recognised you.
Well, probably not, no.
Right. So Neil, over the airways, went, oh, hi, Alicia. It's Neil Bentley. I used to interview you.
Yeah, but I didn't.
What did you say to her then?
I didn't say anything to her. I told the host who was talking to Alicia, just before you go on, is there a chance that you could just mention Neil is recording the podcast? Don't laugh. It's not funny. I'm not too sure I'm going to leave this in. I might edit this out. And this will be the second week it's been edited out of the podcast.
It's brilliant.
And I said, is there any chance you can just before you go, say that the person's company who's recording this podcast for you is Neil Bentley. You might remember him from X, Y, and Z. And all I heard was, she has no fucking idea who you are. And then just loads of laughter. And I was like, oh, great.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Neil Bentley. Neil Bentley, who? That's showbiz, you sad bastard. Nobody knows who you are, and they wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire.
This part of the podcast is called What's Hurting This Week? We could even get a jingle done.
What's Hurting This Week?
Yeah.
I haven't got the money for a jingle, do you know? What's Hurting This Week? No?
No. What's hurting this week.
Okay, what about this?
What?
Fresh. This week.
Yes.
Yeah?
Save that.
It's good. That was right out of my mouth.
This week, my lower back is hurting.
Is it?
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I just think I'm carrying all these tits.
All these tits. Yeah. How many tits have you got? Are you like that person in...
All of
total,
these.
No, Total Recall.
I've probably got the mass what she's carrying, yeah.
What, she has three tits?
Yes, in two.
Okay, yes. So you've got three tits and two.
So that's... And that... I'm going to say just a few words, and I expect most people of 40 will know what I'm talking about.
Go on.
Do you know what's hurting?
What's hurting?
That bit of the neck. You don't even visually have to see me.
Right.
Everyone will know what part of the neck I'm talking about. That bit there, that bit.
Okay.
Really fucking hurts this week. Your turn. Play the jingle again. What? Fresh.
This week. What is hurting this week? What are you laughing at? So cool. What's hurting this week? Nothing. Nothing's hurting this week.
What's wrong with you? You're 40.
I'm 46. And nothing's hurting this week. But I'm not doing anything to make it hurt.
What are you complaining about then?
What do you mean? Well, sometimes it's my back. Sometimes it's my...
You haven't got one ache or pain, even when you get up on a morning.
I do. If I'm at the sink brushing my teeth, and having a shave and stuff, when I bend over, my back hurts a little bit.
Okay.
And but it's not like a big thing this week, no.
Ooh, get you, I don't hurt.
The 40s and Fuck podcast will only get bigger if you press that subscribe button and rate and review the podcast. So, I would suggest you do none of that. We really don't want this shit to be heard by more people.
Okay, so that's it for episode 3 of, what?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I'm exhausted, of 40s and Fucked. Make sure that you continue to follow our Spotify playlist, which we have updated this week. You're looking at me right now going, we haven't updated it right now, Neil.
Done that.
No, we're doing it tomorrow morning.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay. So we'll update that with some more of our kind of 40s and Fucked tunes that you can kind of follow.
Can I just put a Bobby Brown album on
you
there?
You can put, hey, is it Roni? The thing's about a Roni. She's a sweet little girl. Yeah, that is a Bobby Brown
that's
classic.
That's going straight on.
Yeah, that's going on tomorrow morning. And of course, check our Linktree bio link in the description, which has all the links to everything, so you can follow our Instagram, you can see the latest episode on Anchor or Apple Podcasts and all that stuff. Okay, so that's episode 3 done. How do you feel about that episode? What rating would you give this episode out of 10?
To say you were such a mardy arse when we started.
yeah
angry about these microphones and it's really hot in here.
Seven.
And we've not been able to...
7.2.
Tate's come on, but the singing wasn't great this week.
It might have been in the pod, it might not.
There might be a little bit of Tate.
It might be. I mean, it wasn't great.
7?
Yeah, 7 to 7.2 I think is a fair thing.
Doing points. I think 7.5.
7.5?
Just for the Bobby Brown impression.
Okay, well, it's good. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Well, that's it. Another episode of 40s Therapy comes to an end. Let's face it, we all know they will be back next week weighing the same or 2 pounds heavier. Though, it would be great to see you there. Have a fab week, and I can't wait to see your gorgeous face next week. Laters, pumpkins.